March 15, 1973, and I'm interviewing Mrs. Olga Shearhart of St. Louis Parish, Castorville, who lives with her daughter, the Altensteins, Teresa and Alton, near Cliff. Mrs. Shearhart, how old are you?
I was 87 last year, 22nd of July.
Okay, and you were born Olga
Haby.
And your parents were?
Leopold Haby and Hortensia Haglin.
Uh-huh. And where were you born?
San Antonio.
Oh, in San Antonio.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. And how long did you live there?
I don't know. You know, Mama was just in there when I was born.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh.
But where were you brought up?
Up at the
Haby Settlement?
No, up at the lake, no, where the lake is in Bandera County.
Oh, you were brought up there,
yes,
I see.
Ma'am.
Uh-huh. So you went to school where?
In Bandera and in Castorville, some. Made my first communion in Castorville.
Oh.
I was confirmed in Castorville.
Do you remember what year?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Do you remember the priest?
Really, I don't exactly know either. I have it down at home, but I sure haven't it here, you know.
Uh-huh. You're 88, you say?
You will be
88 this year.
July.
Okay. All right, Mrs. Shearhart. When did you meet your husband, or where did you meet him?
Well, we were raised up from childhood on up.
Oh, you knew him all the time?
Yes, ma'am.
And he lived where?
Up at Mandera County, too.
Oh, I see. So when did you marry him?
1911.
And what was his name?
Sebastian Shearhart.
And who was his father?
Sebastian Shearhart.
Sebastian Senior. Okay. Then after you married him, you lived where?
In Castorville.
In Castorville. Do you remember which place in Castorville you lived?
Well, we had our own place. We bought it and we sold it then to Mr. Bowl, but I don't know if he's still there or not.
Well, Mr. Bowl died last year.
That's the one.
Okay, you lived in Castorville how long then?
About 4 years.
Uh-huh. Did you have any children while you
Yes,
there?
Roland was born in Castorville, and so was Dan.
Dan.
Uh-huh.
And then you have how many children?
Three sons and one daughter.
Okay, you have Roland and Dan.
Roland, Dan, and Stanley, and Teresa.
Teresa. Okay, you were telling me that you made your communion in
Castorville and was confirmed in Castorville.
Now, did you stay down there to go to school at this time?
Yes, ma'am.
And you stayed with?
Philip Vernage.
This is Wilfred's father.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. How long did you have to stay there about?
Well, the full term of school, you know, it started in the fall, like now, too, and after school ended.
About how many years of school did you go all together in your life?
Till about the 8th grade, I guess that was all.
That was pretty good. Most of
the 8th grade.
Now, your father's family, Leopold Haby, he came from the Jacob Haby family, right?
Jacob, yes.
Okay, how many children were in his family? How many brothers and sisters?
How many did I have? You remember? Seven boys and two girls.
Seven boys and
two girls.
Okay, in your mother's family, in the Haglin family, who was her father?
Joseph Haglin.
And your mother?
And then there was Joseph and Alexander and Uncle Amy and one Anne of her side, and she married a Haby, and she lived at Utopia.
Ah, I see.
It was this church that's there now.
Okay, was it always everything in it the same way it is as it is now?
Oh, no. You know, they worked on it afterwards, whole lot.
Uh-huh.
The pulpit used to be in the middle there.
Uh-huh.
And now, you know, they haven't got that anymore.
No, they just
and they always play the organ and have music that way,
mm-hmm.
which they don't have now.
Well, no, they still have the organ.
Yeah, but they don't play it often.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Uh-huh. That's what I mean.
Okay, do you always remember the choir loft being in there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and the altars, do you always remember the altars?
That's right.
Uh-huh. Okay, how about the sacristy? You know, the little two-story addition on the side. Do you remember that being added?
I think that was added since we were married. I'm not sure, but I think so.
Since you were married?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
Uh-huh. Well, do you remember the present or the rectory being built in after the second one burned, or I mean after the one burned in 1896? Do you remember the fire?
No, ma'am. You see, we lived up there.
You lived up there.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, when you moved down here, you were married in 1911, you say?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so Father Heckman is already here.
I think so. I'm not too sure.
Yeah. He came in 1909.
No, we married at Bandera.
Oh, I see.
We married at Bandera.
Well, while you lived in Castroville, what do you remember about the parish or the church during those 4 years? Do you remember anything in particular?
I don't think they done anything to it as long as we lived in
Castroville. As long as you lived in
it. Yes, ma'am.
Do you remember Father Lenson coming?
Yes, ma'am.
As a young priest? He came in 1911. And they started the Lacoste Church in 1911. Okay, I understand you know something about the building of the very
little
first church.
Yes, Grandpa Hagelin and Grandpa Hagee, they hauled the material for it and worked on it.
Okay, do you know what year that was built?
No, ma'am, I don't.
okay, what was the Hagelin's name?
Joseph Hagelin.
Joseph Hagelin, uh-huh. That would be your grandfather.
Grandpa, yes, ma'am.
And then the Hagee would be?
Jacob
Hagee. Mm-hmm. And those two men both?
Well, and some of the others, but I don't remember, you know, just who all, just like now. Rose and Miss Youngman said her daddy, she thought, helped too, you know. Well, uh-huh. I guess he did.
Well, what did your grandparents tell you about this?
Well, that it was, yeah, that they hauled the material and built that. That's all, you know, they said that.
Uh-huh. Go ahead. You were telling me about your grandfather being baptized.
My daddy.
Your daddy?
Was the first white child that was baptized in the church. You know.
Okay, do you know when he was baptized?
Well, he was, let me see, how old was he when he died? Grandpa. I've got it all written at home, but not here. Really, it's the Bain boys, you know. And so he kept those children in from morning, right, the first thing after Mass while we had instruction. They didn't know. He kept them in church. We all went to the school.
Registered.
And at noon, he went over there. I guess we don't know, but I guess they didn't. And you know, he didn't turn them out till nearly dark. Uh-huh. The two boys had to go home in the kitchen. I don't know if you knew or not.
No, but go ahead.
She didn't know, and they all, and at that time they didn't have no church at Honda yet. And a Kemp boy from Honda stayed with Grandma Kemp in Castroville, and she took care of those children, you know, and she knew her catechism. And whenever Father Kirk, why, he said, come to Asia, the son was too wise. Well, there she stood, she didn't know a thing.
And she knew it, really. She just couldn't.
She just couldn't.
Because
and one of the others, I don't know which one it was, whether it was a boy or a girl, stood up. Well, she always, oh, it's the Kent boy from Honda, was that say that when Grandma has listened to her, she knows everything. Well, when comes the age of Jetsnet.
Well, I understood he used the catechism quite a bit on the boy's head.
Oh, I should say. You know, he lived up there when his first wife was living already.
Oh, he was married by yes. Who was his first wife?
She was a
Eugenia. Okay, Sebastian Sherrod's first wife.
I was treated to me because I know she was a sister to Aunt Mary Hagelin.
Uh-huh. And then she died.
Mm-hmm.
And did they have children, the first marriage?
Yes.
And who
it
were they?
Was Lacey and Cheney and Sebastian, what you call Bonnie.
Your
and
husband.
Tommy and Frank. And then Cheney, Baldur, was the first.
Uh-huh. Okay, and now Frank is still living in Castroville.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then she died.
Mm-hmm.
And Sebastian married
Eugenia Beck.
Okay, did they have children?
Well, it's Ferdinand. No, well, Gabe and Ferdinand.
And Pine.
And Pine.
That's all. Okay, now I've got that family straight, I think.
South from Castro, 3 miles, where Otto Hagelin.
Uh-huh.
That was Mama Poland's place. And first when we were there, when she was little, she said they just had a two wires around the house. I don't know if it was barbed wire and some Indians come down on it. She said they were so afraid they just didn't know what to do, and they come along, you know, and all. And they had so many pumpkins that they just had pulled off and had them in the yard laying there. And they walked up and down, so all at once Mama's mother went there and rolled two or three pumpkins under it, and they took those pumpkins and danced and went down, and you know, they were so afraid of them.
Did they ever talk about stealing horses from them or anything like that?
No, but one, that was a nigger family, I don't know, not a nigger family, but yes, it was a nigger family, I don't know whether it was Montels or some big guy.
Montels used to have slaves.
Well, that's the ones then. And they had a nigger boy that was pretty, I don't know, about 60 years old, and they sold it for $300. She sat there, mother cried and cried.
You don't know those Negroes' names?
No, I don't know. That's all you know.
Yes, well. Do you remember whose house that was?
One of the Becks, I think. She lived in that house.
Yes, but I say, whose house was it at the time that they started?
Well, I wouldn't know. I don't know whether it was built just for that, for a school or a little chapel or what. I don't know.
Uh-huh. It was the Andrew Haby estate.
Is it?
Yes. Oh. And all the children signed the deed, and I was wondering who it belonged to at the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. I'm sure Miss Rosa Youngman could tell us
oh,
that.
Oh yeah, she'd know.
Because it's her grandfather.
Yeah.
In your family, the Leopold Haby family, there were how many?
Six children.
Three boys and three girls.
Three boys and three girls.
Okay, who were your brothers?
T.A. Haby, Robert, and Arnold Haby.
Uh-huh. And your sisters?
Gina Orr, Alexandrina Orr, and Louisa Lacher, and myself. Chairs and benches, you know, and there was a fireplace there. That was our altar.
Did Father Victor start this chapel?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
And it was used to be a beer joint, now it's a church.
Uh-huh.
And it was so small a place, you know, there, and of course there were quite a few Catholics around there. And so, well, we made, tried to raise money and build it up, and then, well, there's no more room here to drive. And now we have enclosed, you know, to eat when it's raining or cold and rainy.
They still use it?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And, well, they've become famous for their dinners that they serve.
Yes, uh-huh. And so they always wanted some more land to it, and there wasn't there any, and finally, why, there was some that lived there, Houston, and they had 5 acres there, I think it was. And so they always said, well, if we could only buy that land. And so Bonnie, as he called my husband, he always said, I think we'll donate that if it's ever to be sold. And then he passed away. And he wasn't gone a year when it was for sale. And so, well, he wanted it, so I bought it, the land, and donated it to the church.
Oh, so you gave it to this?
That's right.
Parish of St. of Van Deren.
Mm-hmm. To the our chapel.
Well, what do they use this land for now?
Well, parking space. You know, we didn't have no parking space. Concession stands and a dumping machine and all that.
So now they have grounds.
Oh, yes.
Next to the chapel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice. So nice. Yeah, it's nice.
Okay. It was called?
First, you know, it was the Werner Thorne. You remember that?
Uh-huh.
Old Lady Werner, you know, how
yes.
The big set up. But then the track, they had the end of it. But I don't know, I don't think they changed the hall or fixed it up.
Well, they built the hall on what is now Whitehead's land, Trackett, next to Wernick's Garden.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that hall? There were two halls there.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, Ms. Gerhardt, how many children, you told me how many children you had, Susie. Three boys and a girl.
Three and one girl.
And how many grandchildren do you have?
5 boys and 5 girls.
Oh, okay. When did your husband die?
In February, which day was it again?
they were in 24?
24 in 62.
62. Oh, so he's only been dead about 11 years.
And so, why, they'd always come over and play. And so Roland come in and they wanted some preserved bread. And I fixed some for him, him and the little hacksaw. And I said, and they wanted to run out. And I said, no, you stay in here. Oh, we sit out there on the step. First thing I knew, I heard one dog run out there. And when I came out, the hacksaw boy said, run it down, okay, that was three times I'm clapped. And you no. land on the workbench, and Bonnie's workbench, and of course he and he had some corn broke here. So I had to take Dan over to his house and take him over to the doctor, sit silent, and he said, what's wrong now? I said, the little boy's got to go. Sure enough, he said, well, so he couldn't sit down and put his own in the pavement.
Which houses were these that live next to you? Huh? Which houses?
Oh, the one that had stretch out. Which one was it now? It was a brother, I think, who sister has up here, but she has.
Oh, a brother of his? Mm-hmm. Not his parents?
No. Uh-uh, I think his brother up his parents. And then he said, oh, you're all the same. And he says, yes, it's broke. And he pulled up the chair and put his arm on it, you know.
Dr. Fitzsimon must have been a good doctor.
Yeah, well, but they didn't have nothing to do. And he started to cry, you know. And he moved his wheelchair over to her back and pulled out a piece of steel. You know, now you chew this right hard and it won't hurt.
Well, okay, Miss Sherry, you're telling me that when you lived in Castorville, this is right after you're married, you were a seamstress, right?
I sewed quite a bit, yes.
And what was your specialty?
Well, anything they'd bring. I made men's shirts and bonnets, white bonnets for the old ladies, and aprons, whatever it was.
Uh-huh. And you made a wedding dress?
Yes, ma'am.
Whose wedding dress was it?
A ring girl, but I don't remember which one.
A ring girl?
Yes, ma'am.
I'll be darned. You don't remember which family
of
rings?
No, I sure don't.
That's interesting. Do you remember making quilts, maybe? Did you make quilts?
Well, I didn't do much quilting at that time. But since then, I've made two quilts for each one of my grandchildren, the boys as well as the girls.
Uh-huh. Now, on the celebrations when you lived in Castorville, what types of food did you have to take for that day?
Well, some had to fix salads or chicken when they wanted chicken or whatever they wanted to bring, or cake.
You brought all the food down there?
We had to, yes.
And they put it on the table, family
right.
style?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Do you remember what they used the money for in those days that they made? Now I'm talking with Mrs. Robert Habey of Rio Medina, and she is the sister-in-law of Mrs. Olga Shearhart, who I just interviewed before I came here. Mrs. Habey, what was your maiden name?
Lieber.
Lieber.
Mm-hmm.
And your first name is?
Elma. E-L-M-A.
Elma Lieber.
Not Elma. This is Elma over here.
Elma.
Mine is Elma. Starts with an E.
Okay. And you were the daughter of?
Dominic Lieber.
And your mother was?
Katerina Zimmerla.
Katerina Zimmerla.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard that name before.
You didn't?
Uh-uh. Was she one of the colonists?
I just don't remember that.
She didn't take...
I guess Mama said it sometimes, but you don't keep it.
Now, did your dad ever tell you anything about...
He died when I was 4 years old.
Oh!
I just barely can remember him.
I see.
And that's the little rocking chair he bought before he went to the hospital. He had panic and fell off of the bed and everything busted open.
I see. Now, I've seen a picture of Dominic Lieber standing with the trustees. He was a trustee of the church in about 1890.
Yes.
Well, it was during Father Lagleader's time here.
Well, Mama talked a lot about Father Lagleader.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I know that he was born in 1845, and so either he was one of the youngest children born in this, in Castorville.
That I don't know, but I know... See, I was 4 years old when he died.
And
I'm 82 now.
Uh-huh. Do you know where he lived in Castorville, where he was brought up?
Let's see.
Would it be somewhere...
around. The only thing I remember they left over there, it was just a kitchen and a room we built that on.
Where Arthur lives now,
yeah.
And your son,
mm-hmm.
is where you were born.
That's where I was born, yeah.
Did he build that house?
He and I guess Robert's daddy did.
Uh-huh.
I'm not for sure, but I believe that's the way it was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now when you, what year did you marry?
Me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have...
You're 82 now?
Yes. And I was 24 at least when I married.
Okay, we can figure that. Okay, Mrs. Havey, how many children do you have?
Three boys.
That's mm-hmm. Olin, Quentin, and Arthur. Huh?
Yeah, three boys.
Did you come from a large family yourself? How many children were in the Lieber family?
Well, we were four girls and one boy.
And one boy. Who was the one boy?
Miss Stein. Miss Burr, Miss Lutz, and me, and my brother Bill. I guess not. He lived here, then he married, he moved to the
Ah, I see. Now, he's the father of the Lieber that lived in Castigo, Mr. Lieber, or not?
No.
No, that's a different Lieber family?
That's one of Uncle Joe Lieber.
I see. Okay, how many children in your husband's family? How many in the Roberts? How many sisters and brothers did he have?
Well, it was Olga, Teresa, and Louisa, six, three boys and three girls.
Oh, yes, this is the family that Olga was from, yes.
Yes,
uh-huh. Okay.
And then we went for a few months to Castro and made communion.
Uh-huh. Do you remember when you made your communion?
I kind of looked that all up. Uh-huh. You should have called me before we had come.
Well, do you remember the priest you went to communion
by? Yes, Father Kittis.
Father Kittis, okay. Mm-hmm. So, you went to school, did you go to school in the sister school of Havey Settlement or in the public school?
No, my other sister did, but I didn't.
But you went to the other school.
I went to Yellow Bank and then, before we went, made our communion, we went to Castigo.
Who did you live with when you went to Castigo?
Miss Nolo, do you remember her?
Miss who?
Miss Nolo.
Nolo?
Yeah, she was a kitty.
Oh.
Well, he was just a little skinny woman, and he was still smaller. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They were two good old people.
Well, do you remember when they had mass at Havey Settlement?
No, I don't remember.
You don't remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
Uh-huh.
But I heard them say that they had church over there.
Uh-huh. Where the Ralph
was. Now, Olga, I think, knows.
Yes.
She's a few years older than
she him. Remembered it. I just wondered if he remembered it, too.
Go home with the kids, with the children, he's all right, and that same night he fell off of the bed and everything's off the bed.
His operation?
Yeah.
He had appendix?
Yeah, see, they didn't have no nurses like they had.
Uh-huh. And this was in San Antonio?
This was in San Antonio.
Uh-huh. And he had bought that little rocking chair for you?
Yes.
Just before he went to the hospital?
Just a little while before he went to the hospital, the way mama told.
Uh-huh.
That was calmly.
Yes.
You remember?
Uh-huh.
That was her house. And she wanted to move to Castleton. And I come back. I didn't want to go. And she said, yes, let's move down there. I said, well, Mama, let's go try it first. We had bed and table and stove and everything down. We went to church and we stayed all day.
Oh, that was your Sunday house, huh?
That was the Sunday. Well, we went. Brother Bill took us down. And she didn't even last a week. He went and asked, what was his name again? Wynum, with that one arm, do you still remember him? You don't?
No.
For the horse and buggy, we went home before the week was out. I said, see now, I knew you didn't like him.
Well, how old were you about then?
I wasn't too old yet.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I made my communion yet.
Uh-huh. Well, how many years of schooling did you have about?
Not too many. Mama was sick, and I had to stay with her. She had asthma so bad.
Uh-huh.
She sat in bed for 3 weeks. Couldn't lay down. She sat up in bed. We propped her up. I tell you, that's a bad thing.
Well, where did you meet your husband? Did you always know him, or?
No, we met him at the bank.
At the dance. Well, you're back to normal. Everybody I've interviewed met their husband at the dance, except Olga. She just said they didn't go to the dance.
Yeah, Castorville, we went to the dance.
Where was this at, in Castorville?
In Castorville at Werner's Hall. Uh-huh. You still remember that?
Oh, sure.
The Thunder Store. No.
Yeah. Oh, where the Thunder Store was.
Upstairs we danced.
Yes, but the Midnight Supper.
Yes. Yeah,
that's right. And Arthur's Band? Arthur's Band?
Yes. And it wasn't crowded though like it is now.
Oh.
Those bands. I guess they're crowded the way I hear them talk.
Uh-huh.
I haven't been to a dance.
Now, where was your husband raised?
Up in the hills.
Further up than here?
Oh, yes. About 8 miles above the dam.
Oh, well, who was his father?
Leopold Haiti.
Yes.
Same as Olga.
Right. So he was raised up there.
Yeah.
But then when you married, you lived in this house?
Yes, we moved down. Well, 2 years we lived up there, and then Bill moved to the Henderson, we moved down here. He and Mama would have been alone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So then you've lived here all your life, practically?
All my life, yeah. Other than once I had this church report, what all the names are in. Or the telephone book, I don't know what he had. No, I believe the church. And he said, you know, it's more Hades than Sherhart.
Oh, definitely.
Well, I didn't know that.
But see, more Hades came over
when
they colonized, and only one Sherhart came. But then there's so many Hades that moved west to Uvalde and Utopia, too.
Yeah, that's right. Up at Concan.
Yes, uh-huh. So there's quite a few up there.
Mm-hmm. Old in this neighborhood. You're about the oldest.
Miss Hagler.
Miss Lena Hagler right here. Wasn't you there?
Miss Lena, whose wife is she?
Edmund Hagler's wife, Marvin's mama.
Oh, yes. Is she still living up this way?
Oh, yes. And this
now, how old is she?
She is, 7 months younger than I am.
Oh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Who was she before she married?
The Shuhart.
Shuhart, that's right, yeah. Is she, when you went to school?
Mm-hmm.
All the children
had to help clean the
church on Friday. Yeah. So that was your Friday work.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you remember anything else about the church? Well, let's see, if you're 82,
mm-hmm.
So you were born in what year? You know what year you were born?
If you'd have called me, I'd have looked that up. I'd say it was Miss Nola.
Uh-huh.
You know where old man sees lives?
Uh-huh.
Right across the street, there's where I went to
live with it.
Stay down there for a few months.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you have to help with the work?
No.
No?
She wouldn't let me help.
So that was kind of a vacation, huh?
Yeah, and she wouldn't let me go to bed before I knew my catechism, too. And if Father Karen knew that some of them knew it, he never asked all those that he taught that don't know it. And that catechism or Bible, whatever he had in his hand, went around the head. No, I never will forget that. I thought that was so mean from a priest.
But you remember Sister Marcella also, too. Sister Marcella.
Yeah, Sister Marcella, yeah. Yeah, she teached us when we went. We could make it, we went, but see, we had to go with horse and buggy.
Uh-huh.
And we took our dinner along, and we had vespers in the afternoon. We stayed for that yet, but now it's nothing like that anymore.
No. But you did go to the celebrations, didn't you?
Yes. And from the start, when they had them dinners on the St. Louis Day on the 25th of August, you know, we all had to fry 3 fryers in the morning and cake pie. Now, where would them fryers reach now?
Yeah, and Miss Conrad also told me that. She said you had to do it all on the same day. You had to get up real early.
They wanted it fresh.
Uh-huh.
I tell you, I had to get up early and fry 3 fryers and make it for church.
Uh-huh. Miss Haiti, now, I see you say you can't get around as much anymore on account of your arthritis and everything.
I still do my housework, but I have to take it slow.
Uh-huh.
I clean house half of it on a Friday and half of
Well, that's good. Well, you do keep busy and you sew a little, huh?
Well, I made a piece of quilt for the 25th of August, but I ain't got the borders on yet. Uh-huh.
Now, you're not able to go to mass too regularly. Do you say Father?
I used to, but I can't do it anymore. Uh-huh.
Did Father Larry bring you communion?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, it's lightning in the east.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But he does bring you communion every month?
Yeah, he did bring me communion for Christmas.
Oh, uh-huh.
I hope I can make it to church for Easter. I'll try my best. And
maybe
then another thing, I got loose bowels yesterday last year.
Oh.
I don't know what caused it. Now, every time I wanted to go somewhere, Olin's wife said, you probably got a nervous stomach. Of course, that's quit now. I hope you don't come back.
Well, I've enjoyed talking to you, Miss Tavy.
You get lots of stuff when you get old.
Yeah. Never know what it's going to be, huh?
How old are you, if I say?
Oh, I'm 40. I'm 42 right now.
Golly. You've got to go a long way yet to reach my age.